The harsh light of twin stars blinded the Wolf Lord for a moment, until his auto-senses flicked in a filter that cast a greenish sheen across everything. He nearly stumbled as he stepped off the gateway plinth, and his foot sank into something soft. All about, for many kilometers, were undulating desert dunes. Bulvi staggered away from the portal, wading into a drift of dusty sand as the others followed him through. In the distance, he saw dark towers. Multicolored beams scoured the skies like searchlights, casting strange shadows on the clouds and sand. Jürgen scanned the horizon in disbelief.
I don't think we're in Tizkal anymore.
Bulvi examined the portal gate. It was carved from sandstone, though laced with a crystalline structure like the others.
We passed back through. How are we here?
Halvdan kicked at the sand.
Wherever here is. We can't just head back in, then. There's no telling where we'll end up.
Perhaps if we enter from the other direction.
A deep trail carved in the sand circled behind the portal where Jürgen stood. It had not occurred to Bulvi that the portal might have two sides.
No, it's worth a try.
He waited a few more seconds until his old guard had all passed through. They stared at the impossible vista, though none said a word.
Jürgen, you go first this time.
Ranulf extended his hand.
And hold my wrist. I'll pull you back through.
Jürgen said nothing and hauled himself up to the dais. He helped Ranulf after him, and they gripped each other's arms. Jürgen backed into the portal, all but his vambrace and gauntlet disappearing into the semi-solid gold mist. Suddenly, a warning chime sounded in Bulvi's ear as Jürgen's signal disappeared from the tactical feed.
Ranulf, bring him back!
Ranulf pulled, but for all his strength, he could not haul Jürgen back onto the dais. Golden light lapped at the disembodied forearm, holding him fast like a mire. Erik stepped up to help, and between them they both heaved, feet braced hard against the plinth. Jürgen's chest and head emerged with a sudden fizzing lurch, and the trapped warrior bellowed in pain. Bulvi leapt up, gripping Ranulf by the shoulders to lend his own weight.
Lose him!
With a flare, the portal relinquished its hold, and the handful of legionaries crashed down onto the plinth. Jürgen rolled left and right, one arm clasped to the other, snarling and growling.
By the Allfather! You nearly pulled my arm off, you crack-and-shoot halfwits!
He surged to his feet and kicked at the portal arch, and his armored boot left no mark on its surface.
Damn these gates!
Where did it lead?
Jürgen's strained laughter was more in relief than humor.
Back to the city. Not sure where, but it's in Tizka. Outside.
Brothers, what are they?
They turned to see Halvdan pointing towards the towers in the distance behind them, squinting with his single eye. A flock of winged shapes rose up from between the black spires. Though the flat perspective of the desert and the featureless edifices of the city made it hard to judge distance and scale, each creature seemed to be at least the size of a thunderhawk, some much bigger.
Are they dragons? They look like dragons!
The space walls formed up around the portal, their weapons directed at the incoming beasts. Bulvi edged back onto the dais.
Up our fight.
He cocked a glance at Jürgen.
Back to Tizka, you say?
Jürgen nodded.
Explosions and all, old wolf.
Then we go back now. Rapid deployment!